This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A story now from the future of the insurance industry. John Hancock, the big life insurance company, says that starting next month, all the new insurance policies it writes are going to have a thing where policyholders can get a discount on their premiums if they agree to wear a fitness tracker. It's called interactive insurance. It's not entirely new. Progressive offers something similar for drivers, but that future may well be upon us, as Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
Life insurance is one of those things you really don't want to use. Not even the people who sell it to you want you to use it. J.B. Silvers is a professor at Case Western Reserve University. He says each new policy is a bet for insurers.
And if they can change your behavior to make that last longer, then they're ahead of the game. If you buy a policy and die next year, they lose.
John Hancock is trying to tip the scales with a program that incentivizes healthier living. Participants who wear monitoring devices can get cheaper premiums or rewards for deals on things like Apple Watches or Fitbits. Brooks Tingle is the company's CEO.
We're happy to reward them for that because we know in the end, as a population of customers, they're going to live longer, and that creates value for us that we're sharing back with the customers.
He says the tech will allow John Hancock to go from interacting with customers maybe once or twice a year to about 40 times a month. That's a lot of chances to remind users not to pound donuts or sit in front of the TV all day. Some privacy advocates worry that insurers could use tracking technology to penalize policyholders for bad behavior. But Tingle says his company won't jack up premiums based on the data. Still, will tracking tech keep people healthier?
Reward programs in general can have a significant effect on people's behavior.
Yuping Lu Tompkins researches marketing at Old Dominion University. She says there is a risk, though, if the company gets hacked.
Somebody's going to know a whole lot about my daily movements, you know, when I go to bed, you know, maybe when I get up, how fast I drive. And so there's going to be a huge amount of data that's going to be capturing this.
She says privacy fears could slow how fast other insurers adopt tracking programs of their own. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.